He narrowed his eyes as the flared barrel of a brass blunderbuss poked around the edge of the bookcase. So help him if that gun was attached to a flame-haired woman. A female voice whispered, "I think we must be in the servants' quarters. I can see a rather shabby bed. Stay here. I'll go and reconnoiter the situation." Constance was brave. He'd give her that. He took off his Stetson and held it out past the bench to quietly draw her attention. Stealthy she was not. The rock salt in her hip basket clunked with every step, and her mirrored goggles flashed in the sunlight beneath her lurid purple top hat. She only needed a bullseye pinned to her bustle to become any sniper's dream target. She whispered, "We thought you might appreciate a little assistance." He peered behind her to see Cawley standing in the passageway behind the open bookcase. The elderly servant looked particularly depressed in a set of shiny brass goggles. No doubt she'd made him wear them. He muttered, "If you were bringing anyone, you should have brought Hearn. This is hardly the place for an elderly footman." She pushed up her goggles.
"Hearn is strictly outdoor staff, while Cawley is indoor. There are conventions to be observed. Besides, Hearn is far too bulky to be stealthy. He could no more skulk silently than a very angry elephant in a very well-stocked china shop. And Cawley isn't merely my footman. He's my bodyguard, head butler, and chaperone. He's been specially trained to—"
"Since when does violating a government facility require a chaperone?"
Her eyes widened.
"Don't be absurd. I'm a single lady under 30, and from your consistently poor choices in attire, I assume you're a single gent. So to avoid any suggestion of impropriety between us, we must have a chaperone. Babette's Modern Manners is quite explicit on the point."
"You should mention all that to the judge at your espionage trial. Maybe you can get off with an insanity plea."
Her brow furrowed. Truesdale gestured at the door onto the balcony.
"There's a redcoat sentry outside. If he sees us, we'll be shot or arrested, slapped about, and hanged. That's what they do to spies."
The woman bit her lip.
"But we're not spies."
"You think they'd believe that? Which is exactly why I came here alone. There's no point in us all risking our necks."
She pouted.
"Incidentally, you didn't mention that the passage was full of traps. We had a dreadful time getting here. Cawley requires new pantaloons. Trust me, you don't want to know why."
"I told you before, Maya likes her fun and games. You're lucky I turned off most of the devices as I came through. That's another reason you two shouldn't have come. You're just an accident waiting to happen, the both of you."
"Just to be clear, my ideas are usually excellent. However—"
She blushed and studied the floor.
"I can see that, to the untrained eye, this plan could seem to be a rare exception to that rule."
He snorted. Did she ever just admit that she was wrong? She leaned back against the workbench and took a long, slow breath, closing her eyes. He caught a fleeting glimpse of an exhausted young woman. She murmured more to herself than him.
"I had to do something. I can't lounge around the carriage whilst Maya and the others—"
She opened her red-rimmed eyes. He said,
"I must lose myself in action, lest I wither in despair."
She tilted her head.
"Tennyson?"
"I read."
A hint of a smile played across her lips.
"You're full of surprises today, Mr. Truesdale."
"You're not exactly predictable yourself, Miss Haltwhistle."
He felt a tick in his cheek jump as Cawley slunk into the room and closed the bookcase behind him. The aged retainer's knees creaked as he tiptoed to the workbench. His hip basket of Christmas baubles tinkled like jingle bells as he crouched exactly 3 steps behind Constance. Truesdale winced at the noise.
"I reckon you two should quietly go and wait behind the bookcase. If I make it back here safely, I'll escort you through the passage, but if an alarm sounds, head straight for the carriage and don't look back."
Constance said,
"Well, I think—"
Truesdale glared at her.
"That's an excellent idea."